T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Testimony resumes this morning in the capital murder trial of Yasir Saeed, accused of the murders of his teenage daughters. During testimony yesterday, the court heard about Saeed's efforts to control his daughters. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
The former boyfriend of victim Amina Saeed testified she and sister Sarah were terrified of their father Yasir and that they tried to flee during the Christmas break 2007, but they made the fatal decision to return. Edgar Ruiz said the last time he saw the girls, they were in Yasser's cab he was driving.
And we saw Yasir in the driver's seat. We saw Amina looking.
The bodies of both were found in that cab. Police say Yasir fled for 12 years before he was caught in 2020. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today marks 3 years since the mass shooting in El Paso, where a North Texas man is accused of traveling 10 hours to carry out what's been described as one of the deadliest attacks on Latinos in modern American history. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The city of El Paso is commemorating 3 years since a gunman opened fire inside a Walmart, killing 23 people and injuring 23 others. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says that day changed their city forever.
The gunman traveled 10 hours, and I still think about that. Someone had that much hatred.
Tonight, El Paso's Star on the Mountain will flash 23 times in honor of each life lost. A United Day of Remembrance is being held as well, along with multiple blood drives and memorials across the city. The suspect in the shooting is a North Texas man. Patrick Crucius is accused of driving from Allen to El Paso specifically to target Latinos. His trial isn't set until January 2024. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, a man is dead and his neighbor is behind bars this morning after a robbery led to a fatal shooting. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
Last night, a woman called 911 to say she had just shot her neighbor at her own home in the Fort Worth Como neighborhood. When police got there, they found a badly wounded man and a woman who turned out to be his girlfriend. They were both shot, but the girlfriend will likely recover. However, her boyfriend died at the hospital. Now, from what detectives can figure out here, this started Saturday when the 911 caller stole jewelry from her neighbor, attacking him with a shovel in the process. Then last night, she called her neighbor to say, come on over and get your jewelry back. But when he showed up at her door, the neighbor lady shot him and the girlfriend both. Needless to say, the woman's been arrested, but the exact charges have not been announced. In the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Fort Worth church group is asking the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court to investigate the Tarrant County Jail, mainly because of recent deaths there. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
Three women who make up the Justice Committee at Broadway Baptist Church addressed the commissioners, noting not only the 41 in-custody deaths since 2019, but also what they describe as deplorable conditions inside the facility, including blood, urine, and feces on the walls and floors. Julie Griffin told the commissioners that something needs to be done.
I believe it's a situation that cries out for change, or at the very least, an investigation and inquiry into why this is happening.
With Sheriff Bill Wayburn listening to the comments inside the chambers, Judge Glenn Whitley offered a suggestion.
One of the things I would suggest is that you see if you can arrange a meeting with the sheriff. I would love to be a part of that, if possible.
In the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The governor is headed to North Texas today to accept an award about broadband internet access.
The group Connect the Future Texas will give Governor Greg Abbott its Broadband Champion Award in Greenville. The organization says it gives the award to people who raise awareness and promote solutions to make sure every Texan has reliable internet access, saying up to 2.1 million Texans do not have access to broadband. Abbott made access an emergency item in last year's legislature, signing a bill aimed at setting up short and long-term goals for broadband infrastructure. Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke has criticized Abbott for vetoing a bill that would have replenished the Universal Service Fund, which helps maintain current infrastructure. In the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
The city of Plano is asking people to voluntarily cut back on their water usage because of the ongoing drought.
Mayor John Munn says homeowners can conserve water by adjusting the timer on their sprinkler system. He says they're asking people to reduce the watering time in each zone by just 2 minutes.
2 minutes may not seem like a lot, but it will have a big impact on our system.
He says that could reduce the demand on the city's water system by between 5 and 10%. Plano is asking residents for that extra conservation measure from now until September 15th. In the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.